We live in the atmosphere of a dynamic, magnetic star that interacts with the Earth, the solar system, and space beyond. My name is Troy Klein, and you are listening to the sixth in a series of NASA podcasts for Sun Earth Day 2007, Living in the Atmosphere of the Sun. The music you are hearing was created by students from around the world. Sound interesting? In today's podcast, we'll be exploring the musical side of space weather with a dynamic teacher from Anaheim, California, Carol Ann McGuire. A few years ago, Carol Ann decided that she wanted to connect her students in Anaheim to other students from around the world. To do this, she created the Rock Our World program, where kids could collaborate in order to compose music, make movies, and hold video conferences. The power of music was used in a way to explore a variety of subjects, including such themes as holidays around the world and what's for lunch. Her idea quickly grew, and to date, students from 40 different countries collaborate to create amazing musical compositions, participate in storytelling exercises, and share cultural knowledge. A large amount of this work is accomplished through the use of available technologies such as video conferencing and Moodle, which is an online communications tool. Carol Ann explained why she became so impassioned to start this type of program with the students in her particular classroom.
I started it because I teach blind and visually impaired students, and I wanted to teach them about their world. It was really, map skills are really difficult for them because it's all tactual. And so they have to learn about their world, and it's not motivating. It's just not, it's not exciting looking through an atlas or a social studies book.
Ready for your next surprise? Her students didn't just stop with audio editing, but quickly moved into the world of video editing and picked up a few awards along the way.
I have learned a really valuable lesson by doing this, and that is to never underestimate the kids that you work with. I don't care who they are, what background they come from, what you think they can or can't do. You just don't know until you give these kids a chance.
Rock Our World projects occur in 3 to 4 month segments or rounds. Each new round is given a particular topic or theme.
And in that 4 months, these teachers have an assignment, and I try and pick a theme that I know is universal to everyone. So we've done holidays around the world. Everybody celebrates some kind of holiday. So we did holidays around the world. We've done what's for lunch, because what is more basic than food? Each round changes depending on the personalities and natures of the teachers and students involved.
Last year, we asked Carol Ann if she would be interested in using the sun as one of the Rock Our World themes. Without hesitation, she said yes, and instantly came up with a name for the new theme, Rock and Soul. Not long after that, students from every continent in 14 different countries soared to new levels as they collaborated with other students to explore NASA's rich array of solar data, imagery, and educational resources.
Yeah, I mean, how powerful for kids. When we're talking kindergarten through university level, these kids are able to not just access this technology, but be able to recognize that, wow, people use this in real life.
All of that information is used to inspire their solar music compositions. So how do these musical compositions come about? Well, I can name that process in one word, rotation. To start with, each school in the rotation is given the same music creation software. During week one, they are all instructed to create their first track of sound, drums. During week two, each school is instructed to pass that track on to the next school in the rotation, where an additional track of sound is added, piano. This rotation process continues until all of the schools have had a chance to add a new track. Within a matter of weeks, a new symphony has been born. The added bonus is that if 20 schools participate in the rotation, 20 new compositions will have been created. Let's hear it again in Carol Ann's own words.
Every country around the world, if you can imagine the world being a circle, and everyone's standing around that circle, everyone starts 30 seconds of drums. And every Friday, they hand their drum to the country to the left, and they pick up the drums to the right. So you have somebody else's drums. And then you add the bass guitar, and you rotate. And then you add the keyboard, and you rotate. Until your drums have touched all of these different countries and have been built on. And every week, the song gets bigger and thicker and fuller and more orchestra added to it. So by the time your drums come back to you, it's not coming back drums. It's coming back a full song that have been collaborated on kids on every single continent, touching, I mean, just tons of different schools and students and teachers and administrators. And it's coming back to us a full song.
Now here's the kicker. Each school that participated in the Rock and Soul project was also instructed to add at least one track of solar sound, which in this case was actual solar data that had been transformed into sound.
And each country did it different. We chopped it up and used it as a beat in our, when we did it. So we used it as, you know, we used it for the beat of whatever the drum line that was laid previously from another country. Other people made wave sounds with it, where it made it come in strong and then go down like an ocean sound. Everybody used the sound in a different way, but it was a required track that they had to use in their song. A really cool thing, I was talking to my kids yesterday and just kind of quizzing them and saying, you know, what surprised you the most on this round, or what did you learn about the sun that you didn't know before, you know, we started? And, you know, they were going, there's layers of the sun. And it was interesting to hear their vocabulary as they were talking, because they, you know, they were talking about prominences and flares and just stuff that they didn't normally, that was not in their vocabulary before. And one of the kids said, I did not know the sun made a sound.
So without any further delay, let's listen to three of the completed student compositions from the recent round of Rock and Soul.
Composition 1. Composition 2. Composition 3.
This is the sound of the sun. This is the sound of the sun. This is the sound of the sun. This is the sound of the sun.
One of the additional activities that Carol Ann always includes is called the mystery box.
What we've done in the past is I send a mystery box out to the teachers that they have no idea what's inside, and they can't know what's inside of that until we meet in a video conference. We can open up the box together, discover the contents, and then I tell them what they need to do with the inside of the contents of the box. Then they go back to their classes and they do it. Now that box, the contents of the box, up until that time, nobody knows what it is. But once I release it to the international team, we release it on the Moodle. So any teacher can say, oh, I want to do the same activity. So I'm going to find out what's in the box. They can go online, find out all the contents I have in the box, gather them themselves. They're easy. And then just follow along with us and do exactly the same things that we're doing, or make up their own and send us their original work, and we can share that with the team, too.
We do plan to have more rounds of Rock and Soul. However, due to logistical issues, no more than 30 schools at a time can directly participate in the video conferencing events. But don't let that worry you. You can still watch the video conferencing events and join in on all of the fun.
They can still hook on to our family nights. They can still watch what's going on. The family nights are an open webcast worldwide. You can still get access to the lesson plans and what's going on in the project.
You can get to all of the Rock and Soul information, including event times, by visiting the homepage of Sun Earth Day. We are very interested in hearing your questions and comments about the Sun Earth Day podcast. If you have something you'd like to say, send an email to sunearthdaypodcast@mail630.gsfc.nasa.gov. That's sunearthdaypodcast@mail630.gsfc.nasa.gov. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about our past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. While there, don't forget to register in order to receive your free Sun Earth Day educational kit filled with NASA materials rich in science content. Sun Earth Day is a program sponsored by the NASA Sun Earth Connection Education Forum at the Goddard Space Flight Center and at the UC Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory. To find out more about the Sun Earth Day program, visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.